بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity. My dear respected friends, every Saturday during the month of Ramadan, we speak on death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut summa ilayna turja'un. Every soul shall taste of death and they will be made to return to us. There is nobody that has come or will come into this world forever. Everybody has come to die someday. And this death of theirs, nobody know when it is. Nor do they know where they will die. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Young people die, old people die. Educated people die, ignorant people die. Rich people die, poor people die. All die. But how much have we made preparation for that death? For my dear respected friends, this death only comes once and never again does it come. When you're passing from this world to the next world, after that, death never will come again. Like in Surah Ala, which is a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read in the first rakat of the Witr Salah and also in the first rakat of the Juma Salah. In there Allah has mentioned an ayat, summa la yamutuna fiha wa la yahya, speaking about the fire of Jahannam, speaking of the year after. Allah says in this ayat, then they will not die in it, nor will they live. In other words, when you are in the fire of Jahannam, that intensity of that fire is multiplied between 70 and 80 times intensity to the hottest of fire that you get in this world. So we can imagine how hot that fire will be. And we know in this world, if you take somebody and throw them into the fire, person is going to die. But in Jahannam, you will never die. Despite being in that intense heat. So my dear respected friends, what come once in your life only, make the best of it. Make the best of it by preparing for it, by remembering about it. How much preparations have we made? And who is ready to die? Besides Mamuji. Mamuji is always ready to die. Besides Mamuji, who is ready to die, my dear respected friends? If not, why not? How much friendship have you made with Allah? My dear respected friends, if you got intense love and friendship of Allah, you want to leave this world to go and meet your Creator and be with your Creator because He's your beloved, you love Him. Like everybody is trying to run away from the itikaf because they're missing their wives are their beloved, they want to go back to their wives. My dear respected friends, build that connection with Allah and you will look forward to die and you will make preparations for that death. And what comes after that also you will make preparations for. That is the grave. On the day of Qiyamah when you are raised and every little good deed that you can accumulate, you will accumulate. Like you got a group of brothers that came in while the kalima was being read. The La ilaha illallah was read. They came in a group of three. One brother comes, reads his own namaz. Other two go, they read their own namaz. They do not know if you make jamaat, you get more sawab. So we have just boiled down to one thing. Walana a'maluna walakum a'malukum. Our deeds with us, your deeds with you. We lay in our grave, you lay in your grave. Now, my dear respected friends, whilst you are living, every single good deed that you can accumulate, accumulate it. For we had mentioned the story a few days ago about the day of Qiyamah and that very, very handsome, good-looking person that will come, which will be our amals, and we will mount it and go into Jannah. Now, how do we want that beautiful man to come? Strong, weak, it is your amal. The more deeds you make, the more stronger it is going to become. So, my dear respected friends, it is time that we begin to turn our attention to the hereafter, where we are going to live forever. Allah forbid we have to go into Jahannam, but a lengthy period have to be spent in Jahannam for those that believe in the oneness of Allah who recite the Kalima, but those that don't believe in the Kalima will burn in it forever and ever and ever. But even that lengthy period that we will burn, being a Muslim believing in the Kalima, is no joke, my dear respected friends. Let us try and save ourselves. We can only save ourselves by turning our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in this blessed month is waiting with open arms to welcome us. It is of vital importance that not only when Ustad every day after Asr say, remember death, we go, remember death. And just Allah mubarakli fil man, it must come from the depth of the heart and in the mind what you are reading and what you are asking for. And let it be many times during the course of the day. You have a few moments free here, a few moments free there. Go into meditation and think that tomorrow I'm going to die. What am I taking with me? All the sins that I have committed here, what is going to happen to me in the grave? For Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the grave can either be a garden from the gardens of paradise, or alternatively it can be a pit from the pit of hell. That grave, we can destine ourselves what we want it to become. You want it to be a garden? Work for it. You want it to be a pit from hell? Work for it. What you're going to work for, that is what you are going to get. So come, my dear respected friends, let us choose what we want our graves to be and how we want to die. With iman, without iman, an easy death or a difficult death. An easy death has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is like taking a strand of hair out of cake flour or bread flour. You know how easy that strand of hair comes out. And on the flip side of the coin, the hadith mentions that take a silken cloth and put it into a thorny bush. And the thorny bush takes that whole silken cloth. And then you take and you pull that silken cloth out. Can you imagine what the condition of that cloth is going to be? That is how your soul will come out, with hardship, with difficulty, with pain. So we have a choice how we want our souls to come out of our body. If you work towards it, inshallah you will get. There are many amals that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam have shown, due to which death can become easy for us. Amongst all of them is to use the miswak. The miswak, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to use it so extensively that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fear that Allah ta'ala will make the use of miswak for the ummah faraz, that they have to use it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he got up and he slept, before eating, after eating, when making wuzu, so many times during the course of the day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make miswak. It's a great sunnah that all the anbiya used to do, from Adam alayhi salam down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every one of them used the miswak. Our imam, ustad, takes special care when he goes for umrah, buys whole lot of miswaks to give it to the brothers in etikaf. He will be giving you people this at miswak. Take it, use it. Not only for the month of Ramadan, after Ramadan, for it is amongst the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to always have a miswak in your pocket. So keep this miswak, use it. By using the miswak and making intention before wuzu, that, oh Allah, with the miswak, make death easy for me. Like taking out hair out of flour. Besides many of the other intentions you make, make this one intention also. Inshallah, Allah will make your death easy. Because you are using the miswak, every time you make wuzu, you are making dua at the same time. And the dua will be accepted. Now, my dear respected friends, we must prepare for this death. And if we prepare for the death, inshallah, it will change our lives in this world. Like Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked us to read the dua also, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut, that, oh Allah, bless me in death and bless me after death. And the amount of times to remember it also, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed us. In certain ahadith it come 23 times, in other ahadith it come 25 times, in other ahadith it come 27 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam always had taught us that the best of roads is the middle road. So between 23, 25 and 27, we always make amal on the 25. So every single day, try to read this dua, going into meditation and thinking you are dying now, you are leaving the world, you are leaving all those things that you got love for. And that way, if you do it every day a few times, like Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised, inshallah it is hope that your lives will change. That is the promise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised is definitely to happen. So inshallah every day we are going to do it a few times. In Ramadan is going to be easy. Because we are in itikaf, we are in the masjid. We spend more time also in the masjid. But after Ramadan also let us make the resolution that every single day we are going to remember death. An ideal time, my dear respected friends, is when you go to bed in the evening. When you are covering yourself with a sheet or with a blanket or in winter with a duvet, think that now you are dead. They have covered you while you remember death. And now what is going to happen to me? I am going to go to the grave. What is my grave going to be? Question yourself of all those things while you read the dua and remember death. We are going to read a passage or two from Fazail-e-Amal on the chapter on remembrance of death, where our spiritual mentor, the Sheikh Mawlana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, had written on death and after death. Before we begin the recitation or reading from this kitab, let us all go into meditation and ponder and think the affairs of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh is coming from his kitab onto our hearts. Previously, every Ramzan, we mention it, we're mentioning it again today, my dear respected friends, is that Maulana Badri Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, a very great saintly man in Medina Munawwara, who had passed away and is buried near the Azwaj Mutahharat, near the blessed wives of Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mothers of the Ummah. And as is the custom that after every 3 to 4 years, in Jannatul Baqi, the cemetery of Medina, they re-dig the graves. When they re-dug Maulana Badri Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi's grave, they found his body intact. So covered it again and they put a white stone to signify that this grave shall not be opened again. Many of his murids and khadim used to always find the Fazail Kitab on his bedside. So they always used to ask him, Hazrat, why do you keep this kitab by your bedside? He said, if only you knew how much noor comes out of it, each one of you will keep this kitab by your bedside. The noor automatically comes just by keeping on your bedside. So my dear respected friends, read it daily and derive the benefit of the kitab. Also proven by many of our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Munawwar Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi's khalifas, his associates that had shown this as a remedy where a family is not obedient. Maybe you find the husband is pious, the wife is not pious, the children are not pious. Some places you find that the wife is pious, the husband is not pious. Some places the husband and wife are pious, the children are not pious, whatever the case is. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh had shown a remedy that for 5 to 10 minutes every night, read the Fazail Sadaqat. Inshallah, the people that are sitting and listening and deriving from this fairs of Hazrat Shaykh, their lives will change. It has been proven that many, many, many people's lives changed. Haji Ahmad Nakuda, Allah prolong his life from Medina Munawwara, that is here virtually every year, was explaining me one story. That he came to South Africa and a woman came and said that my husband don't want to read namaz. He's a Muslim, but not on deen. Now and then he will go and read Quran. He only goes for his Jummah namaz. So make dua. So Haji Sahib told her, they read the Fazail and make talim with him. He wrote after a month or two that he doesn't want to listen to the talim. He doesn't want to be hearing all these things. So Haji Sahib wrote back to her that when you're in bed, going to bed together, open the kitab and read softly. That you don't annoy him, but read it softly. Making intention that the noor of the kitab will go into him. When you are reading. Haji Sahib said to his amazement, after 1 year, in Medina Munawwara, she phones Haji Sahib and say, that me and my husband, we have come for Umrah. My husband's life has changed. Now he has turned towards the deen, and he loves the deen, and he practices on the deen. So my dear respected friends, this kitab do definitely have benefit. If any of you are experiencing this in your homes, please resort to reading the Fazail Sadaqat. That was a remedy shown to us by our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. Right, it worked for many people. Allah make it work for us also, inshallah. So let us go into meditation and think that the fairs is coming into our hearts, and from our hearts it is spreading throughout our bodies. May Allah make it easy. It is mentioned in hadith of Ibn Majah, Tabrani, that Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once 10 of us, including myself, visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a man from the Ansar stood up and said, O Rasulullah, who is the wisest and the most prudent of men? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the wisest of men are those who remember death more than everybody else, and who are occupied in making preparations for the Akhirah more than everybody else. It is such people, indeed, who win distinctions in this world and who will be raised to positions of honor in the year after. Commenting on this hadith, our spiritual mentor Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, it occurs in many ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to exhort the people in various ways to remember death excessively and more often. Some of these ahadith have already been quoted under hadith number 9 on restraining hopes. We have also quoted a hadith in the same context, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, remember very often the cutter off pleasures, that is death. The instances on the importance of remembering death makes it worthwhile treating the subjects exclusively in the following pages. For remembering death very often has many advantages. It helps a person to avoid high hopes. It motivates preparation for life after death. It causes a man to develop non-attachment to worldly pleasures, which is absolutely necessary and ideal. It dissuades one from hoarding money needlessly. It persuades one to perform acts of virtue for the Akhirah. It induces a person towards repentance. It prevents from doing wrongs and denying people their due rights. In short, meditating on death has many spiritual benefits. So the divines particularly advise most of the disciples to spare some time daily for meditation on death. Hadith says that once a man standing in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Rasulullah, who is the wisest of all the believers? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he who keeps death much in his remembrance and who makes good preparation for it. It has been narrated in another hadith that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the following ayat from the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And whomsoever it is Allah will guide, he expands his heart towards Islam. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting this ayat said, when the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of Islam enters his breast, it expands. Someone asks, is there any sign by which one may know that the nur has entered one's heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, one develops dislike against this world full of false hopes and begins to long for the eternal Akhirah and starts making preparation for death before it comes. Now, from this ayat of the Quran Kareem and the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my friends, we have heard that if the nur of Islam has entered your hearts, what are the signs? You will be a guide and judge on your own whether that nur in this 1 week of Ramadan has entered your heart or not. What is your spiritual condition? What is the condition of your heart? Don't bluff yourself. Be honest. And you will find out what the results of your 1 week ibadah is. May Allah make it. I leave it to you now to think and ponder. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on us. But since we are on the topic of death, let's all of us go into meditation of death by remembering death. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, bless me in death and bless me after death 25 times. Thinking that the angel of death is here to come and take our souls, or in any other manner or fashion, remembering death. Let's all go into meditation and think about death. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, bless me in death and bless me after death. Brothers are requested to make dua for late Musa Dokrat. Many of us in the Khanqah still remember him, that every Ramadan when we used to have meditation of death, he used to scream in this meditation of death and brings us that memories of those days when he used to be here and when we used to sit down to meditate on death. He used to give one such a scream that used to, you know, shake everybody's heart. May Allah make his maghfirat. He went to India for treatment, but unfortunately Allah loved him there and took him away there. So please make dua maghfirat for him also. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.